translation. Maharaj Prataparudra then told both Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector, provide all the devotees and associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with comfortable residences, convenient eating facilities for prasadam and convenient visiting arrangements at the temple so that there will not be any difficulty. Text 122. The orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be carefully carried out. Although the Lord may not give direct orders, you are still to carry out His desires simply by understanding His indications. Text 123. Saying this, the king gave them permission to leave. Sarvam Bhattacharya also went to see the assembly of all the devotees, Vaishnavas. 124. From a distant place, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvam Bhattacharya watched the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 125. Beginning from the right side of the lion gate or the main gate of the temple, all the Vaishnavas began to proceed toward the house of Kashi Mishra. 126. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his personal associates, met all the Vaishnavas on the road with great jubilation. Text 127. First, Advaita Acharya offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord immediately embraced him in ecstatic love. 128. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya displayed agitation due to ecstatic love. Seeing the time and circumstance, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained patient. 129. After this, all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord embraced each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy. Text 130. The Lord addressed all the devotees one after another and took all of them with him into the house. 131. Since the residence of Kashi Mishra was insufficient, all the assembled devotees were very much overcrowded. 132. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit at his side, and with his own hand he offered them garlands and sandalwood pulp. 133. After this, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvam Bhattacharya met all the Vaishnavas at the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a befitting manner. 134. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Advaita Acharya Prabhu, saying sweetly, my dear sir, today I have become perfect because of your arrival. 135 and 136. Advaita Acharya Prabhu replied, this is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although He is personally complete and full in all opulences, He takes transcendental pleasure in the association of His devotees with whom He has a variety of eternal pastimes. 137. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sarvam Vasudeva Datta, the older brother of Mukunda Datta, he immediately became very happy and, placing his hand on his body, began to speak. 138. यद्यपि मुकुंद आमासंगे शिशु हैते ताना हैते अधिक सुख तुम्हारे देखीते. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड, ऑल्दो मुकुंद इज माय फ्रेंड एंड चाइल्डहुड फ्रॉम चाइल्डहुड आई नंदलेस टेक ग्रेटर प्लेजर इन सीइंग यू दैन सीइंग हिम. परपोट, वासुदेव दत्ता वाज द ओल्डर ब्रदर ऑफ मुकुंद दत्ता, who was the childhood friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is naturally a great pleasure to see a friend. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Vasudeva Datta that although it was his pleasure to see his friend, his pleasure was increased by seeing the older brother. Hare Krishna. So first and foremost, I would like to thank all the devotees for coming this morning to hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also I would like to thank all the authorities of Bhaktivedanta Manor for giving me a chance to render some service by speaking from these texts of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Srila Prabhupada, when he started the movement in 66, and then he came back to India in 71 first time. Then during that time he travelled all over India, established temples and centers, and then he came to Calcutta, of course his own birthplace. So there Prabhupada managed to establish temple at 3C Albert Road. I think some of you have gone there. Beautiful temple of Radha Govinda Deva and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there Prabhupada used to be there with his disciples, and worship was nicely going on for Radha Govinda Deva. So one Chatterjee would come every day to the temple, of course, local Bengali devotee, and he would talk with his disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So once it so happened that he met with Achyutananda Prabhu. And then there was a conversation between the two. Who is Lord Chaitanya and what is the significance of his appearance and all of that. So Mr. Chatterjee gave him a beautiful understanding of Lord Chaitanya. He asked him a question. Okay, here in Bengal there is famous for sweets, you know, Bengali sweets. So can you tell me what all ingredients are used in cooking the sweets? He said milk and of course sugar. So which one of the item is in most demand? Is it the milk or the sugar? He said, I don't think they are in demand. Okay, then what is in demand? Of course, rasgulla, rasmalai, barfi, sandesh, they are in demand. So that is the meaning of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, he didn't understand. So can you please explain? Then he said, yes, see, Krishna means he is like a milk. And Srimati Radharani is like sugar. Okay. But when they come together, they become Lord Chaitanya. Isn't it? So, of course, Sri Radha and Krishna, we are worshipping in the form of Radha Gokulananda Devi. So, they are eternally worshipable deities. But at the same time, when they come together in the form of Lord Chaitanya, that is something wonderful. So here he said, therefore, there is no demand for milk and sugar separately, but when they come together in the form of Lord Chaitanya, that is what is so very important. So we are so fortunate that we are coming after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to relish what he is trying to give us. So thus, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are even more sweeter than Radha and Krishna. Of course, Radha and Krishna pastimes are filled everywhere in all the Vedic literature, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. However, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that great classic given by our great acharyas like Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. So, and Srila Prabhupada has, you know, given purports to this great literature, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here it is a very nice arrangement to at least hear once in a week about Lord Chaitanya, isn't it? Otherwise in temples all over, wherever I have travelled, there is only Bhagavatam class. And if at all it happens in the evening only amongst the devotees, you know, intimate devotees, they sit and read Chaitanya Charitamrita. But when I heard here that I have to give CC class, I was wondering what will I speak from CC. But it's a very nice arrangement to discuss at least once a week about Lord Chaitanya and his pastimes. I was thrilled to speak from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, thus Lord Chaitanya has come to make our life something more meaningful. And wonderful. So he came. When he came, he gave the medicine. Lord Chaitanya is also known as Chaitanya Vaidya. Vaidya is a doctor or a physician. A physician understands the disease of a person and recommends perfect medicine. So it is said that Enechi Aushadi Maya Nashibar Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lavatumi Magi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his bhajan that he has come with a medicine and that medicine is holy name. So all we have to do is we have to go and beg for that holy name. And the Lord Chaitanya is willing to give that pure holy names. And then also it is said, Dina hina yata chilo harinama uddharilo tarasakshi jagai madhai. Isn't it? So what is the proof that this holy name is going to work for me? Of course, there are enough evidence, isn't it, in the scripture. And the best of the evidence is jagai and madhai. Because if jagai and madhai can be delivered, so what to speak of anybody else? Isn't it? Because they are the epitome of the sinful activities. And if they can be delivered, then similarly we can also have some hope in our life. Similarly, just like Krishna came to Vrindavan and killed so many demons, every day Krishna would kill one or two demons. So when we look at these pastimes of Krishna, we can also understand that, okay, here is one more demon. So I have also some hope that Krishna will come and kill the demonic propensities in my heart. Similarly, if these great jagai and madhai can be delivered, what to speak of anybody else? So Lord Chaitanya has set the standard. Here you just look at these people. If I can deliver the people of his category, jagai and madhai, so what to speak of anybody else? So therefore there is no question of feeling hopelessness in spiritual life. Only thing is that we need to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and accept his teachings. So we are so fortunate that we are coming after Lord Krishna's appearance. In the sense that only once in a day of Brahma, 4.3 billion years, that is the expanse of Lord Brahma's one day. So, such a long period of time, Krishna only comes once in a day of Lord Brahma's. So that is after 28th yuga cycle. It so happened that we are after 28th yuga cycle. And Lord Krishna and Lord Srimati Radharani have come and they have enacted beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan, which enchanted the entire universe, including all the demigods and great souls. So after Sri Radha and Krishna have come, and immediately when Radha and Krishna personally, they descend from the spiritual world, after that who comes? Lord Chaitanya personally comes. So in other Kali Yugas, Lord Chaitanya comes, but he is not directly Lord Krishna. It is said that Gaur Narayana is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He also gives the holy name, but he is not necessarily Lord Krishna himself. So he is expansion of Lord Krishna, the Narayana. So he is known as Gaur Narayana. So, but we are so fortunate that we are coming during this period of time when Sri Radha Krishna have personally come in the day of Brahma. And after that, immediately, the next Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya comes. And we are so fortunate that we are coming in this era. And not only that, we are coming after Srila Prabhupada's. If at all we were, during the period of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it would have been a great tough task for us to chant how many rounds? 64 rounds. Because he said that those who cannot chant 64 rounds, they are fallen. That was a simple statement given by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Because his standards were really high, really high. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, I have actually made process so simple for you people. If it was the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, you wouldn't survive. because the standards were very high. So knowing the heart of condition of all of us, Srila Prabhupada made Krishna consciousness so simple for us. So we are coming after Srila Prabhupada. And it is one thing to become directly Srila Prabhupada disciple. Of course, it's a great, wonderful opportunity. We have so many Prabhupada disciples. Other day, we saw on the day of Vyas Puja day, there were dozens of Srila Prabhupada disciples and they were all offering beautiful offerings to Srila Prabhupada. But it is even more glorious to become Prabhupada's grand disciples. Isn't it? We are all Srila Prabhupada's grand disciples. Because Prabhupada disciples can only experience Father's love. They couldn't experience some or other the uncle's love. The uncles were Prabhupada's godbrothers, isn't it? But it was not so very, in those days, not very frequently they could go to easily Gaudiya Mathas and associate, because there are so many reasons for that. So therefore Prabhupada also kept it like that. But we are so fortunate that we are able to relish the love and affection of our spiritual uncles also. Shri Shraddha Gokulananda Dev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra Bhagwan Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Isn't it? So therefore, because we have thousands and thousands of Srila Prabhupada disciples, isn't it? And we are some of us disciples of his disciples. That means we are grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada. That means we have Prabhupada as founder Acharya of ISKCON. That means he is directly our spiritual master. But at the same time, we are his grand disciples. That means, so we can also experience the love of our God uncles, in the sense, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And our spiritual masters have so many other God brothers. So therefore, we are coming after Srila Prabhupada and we have become Prabhupada's grand disciples. So that is our really great fortune. And at the same time, we hear that how Srila Prabhupada disciples worked so hard. I mean, I'm sitting here with all muffler, I mean jacket and everything. This is also too much for me sometimes to bear the cold of England here. But can you imagine going early in the morning for what? Only book distribution. There was no other such activities in those days. From morning till evening book distribution in Russia and America and all this. Here also in England, such cold countries. They would go early in the morning, come late at night, doing nothing but distribution without, you know, having much of facilities. It was freezing cold. And Prabhupada disciples have managed to distribute thousands and thousands of literatures just because it was the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. And so now, because we are now grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, so we have got so much of facilities and so much of comforts so that we can also easily, continuously perform our devotional service. Otherwise, I can't imagine doing all those services and without much of a facilities. Of course, these facilities and all these are there just to enhance our spiritual life. They should not become obstacles in our spiritual life. So that means we are coming after Srila Prabhupada and we have become grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So our fortune is simply unimaginable. We cannot calculate it. So therefore, and when Lord Chaitanya comes, he comes with the the holy name. It is said in Upadeshamrita, Syat Krishna Nama Charita Disitapya Vidya Pito Pataptarasanasana Rochikanu Kintvadaradanu Dinad Khalusaiva Jushtad Swadbit Kramad Bhavati Tadgadamulahantri. Rupa Goswami has rendered this beautiful shloka. He says, Syat Krishna Nama Charita Disitapya Vidya. That means holy name of Lord Krishna, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, his devotees, everything about Krishna is simply like sugar cane juice or sugar candy, so sweet. But those who are afflicted with the jaundice of avidya, they cannot relish the holy names. They cannot just relish this sugar candy because of jaundice. So then what is the cure for the jaundice? Jaundice, the cure, best cure is to eat all these, you know, sweet items. So, but then one who is afflicted with the jaundice will never be able to taste these because he feels them very bitter. Not because they are bitter, because his tongue is afflicted with jaundice. So similarly, we coming in this age of Kali Yuga, so if at all we do not have any taste for the holy name, or taste for devotional service, that is not the fault of devotional service, it is the fault of our own. Because we are afflicted with avidya. Avidya. What is that avidya? That we think that we are the body and everything what belongs to us is mine. Me and mine. That is our disease. That is called as bhavaroga. Bhavaroga is repeated birth and deaths. So why? Because we think we are the body and we try to overlord the material nature. So this is the disease condition. Avidya. So, but how to get rid of this avidya? The same medicine, the holy name has to be continuously taken. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So, when we come in the association of devotees like this and chant the holy names in the association of devotees, then the cleansing process takes place. And the cleansing process is such a thorough process that there will not be anything remaining after that. Because Tadgada Moolahantri, Rupa Goswami explained that from the root it will be, you know, picked up and thrown away. These material desires, this avidya is so deeply rooted within the heart. It has to be pulled out thoroughly. And no other process will work. Only the chanting of the holy names. So when we take to this devotional service so seriously, then it has effects. Just like in Ayurvedic medicine, so they just don't go by symptomatic relief. Otherwise, other kinds of medicines, they are mostly symptomatic reliefs. Whereas Ayurveda system is such that they try to find out the root of the cause of the disease. And they try to treat the disease from there so that it will not reoccur once again. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name, the process of cleansing is deep. Therefore, it is taking too long. So just like, you know, Ayurveda, if you take medicines of Ayurveda, you will have to suffer for a long time. Are you really suffering? No, we are not suffering. It may appear like that. But the process is thorough. So that means cleansing is happening from within. So, however, other kinds of medicine may give us quick relief, but it is symptomatic relief only. So, disease is still there. It is simply covered over. And we feel that, oh, symptoms are not visible, so that means I am cured. No, sir, it is not possible. Symptoms are still there. It is only a matter of time it will once again come to the surface. But whereas, in case of Ayurveda, so therefore, Rupa Goswami is giving the example of Tadgada Moolahantri, that means it will root out the all the material desires, all the avidya within the heart. So Lord Chaitanya has come to give this medicine as holy name as the medicine, and that his great mercy is that he is trying to give the holy name. So all we have to do is just accept it. So these are the beautiful glories of Lord Chaitanya. And in today's verse we are trying to understand how Lord Chaitanya's dealings with his devotees is so very sweet. So from where Bhagavad Gita ends, from there Srimad Bhagavatam starts. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. अहम त्वाम सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुच. दैट्स वॉट लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेड, जस्ट सरेंडर अन टू मी. सो देन हु विल सरेंडर, वी हैव टू सरेंडर. सो देयर फॉर देयर शुड बी सम एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ सरेंडर. सो लॉर्ड कृष्ण पर्सनली केम विथ हिज डिवोटीज, ऑल दीज ग्रेट सोल्स, स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम ध्रुव महाराज, प्रहलाद महाराज, पांडवाज एंड हाइएस्ट इज गोपीज. सो दे शोड अस हाउ टू सरेंडर टू कृष्ण. सो ही हिमसेल्फ टॉट अस, बट ही टॉट अस थ्रू हिज डिवोटीज हाउ टू सरेंडर टू कृष्ण. दैट इज श्रीमद भागवतम. एंड भागवतम एंड्स विद द श्लोक, व्हाट इज दैट, सो द एंड कंक्लूजन ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम इज द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स. सो फ्रॉम वेर भागवतम एंड्स, नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणामो दुख शमनम तम नमामि हरिम परम. दैट इज द फाइनल वर्स ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम. दैट मीन्स द कंक्लूजन ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम इज टू चैंट द होली नेम्स. ओके, दैट इज वेर इट एंड्स. सो चैतन्य चैतन्य चरितामृत टेक्स फ्रॉम देयर. ओके, लेट अस बिगिन फ्रॉम चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. देयरफॉर इट्स नो वंडर व्हाई चैतन्य चरितामृत इज कॉल्ड द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द क्लासिक्स, बिकॉज द एसेंस ऑफ भागवतम इज टू चैंट द होली नेम. एंड फ्रॉम देयर इट टेक्स, ओके लेट अस बिगिन चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम. देन वॉट हैपन्स वन हू चैंट द होली नेम्स, that has been described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the speciality of Chaitanya Charitamrita is how Lord Chaitanya comes as a devotee and he relishes the holy name. He himself becomes a teacher and ideal teacher and ideal practitioner also, how to practice devotional service. And he practices himself, and we see how Lord Chaitanya feels so many transcendental ecstasies. And he is famous for his dealings with the devotees, Vaishnava etiquette. So we see this text when we read through that, how devotees of Lord Chaitanya are also very, very particular about dealing with devotees. And here also now Lord Chaitanya is meeting with Mukunda Datta and especially Vasudev Datta. And he is telling Mukunda Datta that although you are my dear friend from childhood, so but I take great pleasure in meeting with your older brother Vasudeva Datta. So let us try to understand these two great personalities, how they are so very dear to Lord Chaitanya. So Mukunda Datta, he hailed from the village called Chhatagram. Chhatagram. So Gaur Ganadesha Deepika is a scripture wherein it is mentioned that who is who. So who are these great souls? There is to be Madhukanta and Madhuvrata, two great devotees, two great friends of Lord Krishna. They were famous for singing. So they used to sing for the pleasure of Krishna in Vrindavan. So say Madhukanta became Mukunda Datta and Madhuvrata friend became Vasudeva Datta. So they are not ordinary souls, they are directly coming from the spiritual world. Previously they used to be Madhu Kanta and Madhurata. Now they are Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta. So Mukunda Datta and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu together they used to go to the Gurukul of Ganga Das Pandit in Navadvip. They used to go to school together and they were fast friends in those days. So Mukunda Datta, because he, as we understood that he is coming, he is Madhu Kanta in his previous life. Therefore, he had a great knowledge of intricacies of different ragas and mellows of kirtans. So therefore, his main service to Lord Chaitanya is to sing for the pleasure of the Lord and devotees. So he was famous for his singing. So it always pleased Lord Chaitanya and his devotees by with his sweet, melodious and devotional singing. So when Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya after offering his Shraddha to his father, Jagannath Mishra, So that is the time when Mukunda Datta sang for the pleasure of the Lord. That gave him so much ecstasy that he was almost falling in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he used to sing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam in various meters, various tunes. So, and he is instrumental in Gadadhar Pandit's life. So he directed Gadadhar Pandit to go to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a great soul, but he was living in great opulence. So once Mukunda Datta told Gadadhar Pandit to approach Pundarik Vidyanidhi and take Diksha from him. Actually, when he goes there, he sees that he is living in a royal opulence. So Gadadhar Pandit, being a very simple brahmachari, he was bewildered. Are, what kind of great soul is he? He is surrounded by so much opulence and he is living in a royal luxury. He was totally bewildered. But as soon as, you know, somebody was fanning him with peacock fan, as soon as Pundarik Vidyanidhi sees that peacock fan, he actually went into ecstasy. So we have heard that pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that how he became mad. Everything was, you know, he was pulling off his, you know, his own claws and throwing away, and all the brass parts and everything was, you know, flying here and there. That is just because he remembered Krishna, just by looking at some indications. So we look directly Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda every single day, and so many times a day we sing, we read, and we eat so much Mahaprasad, but still we are so far away from Krishna. At least my talking about myself, that here is this great soul just looking and just remembering Krishna, or just some indication is sufficient for him to go into ecstasy. That is the extent of these great devotees' ecstasies. So then when Gadadhar Pandit understands that here is a great personality, then he actually understood who is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. That one small peacock feather is sufficient for him to go into ecstasy. But when we come in front of the Lord, we see the Lord, but still there is, we are so far away from the Lord. That is because of our conditioning, but there is no problem. But because we are following the principles of devotional service, very soon we can also understand the personality of God and surrender unto Him. So thus Mukunda Datta was instrumental in bringing Gadadhar Pandit and his spiritual master Pundarik Vidyanidhi. But Mukunda Datta sometimes would actually go to Mayavadis and other impersonalists, and he used to hear from them whatever they had to tell. And when Lord Chaitanya heard about it, came to know that, he criticized, what kind of person are you? You are, when you are with us, you associate with us, you chant with us. But when, why do you have to go to Mayavadis and associate with them? Yoga Vasishta Ramayana, that is a kind of scriptures he used to hear from those Mayavadis. Lord Chaitanya was not very happy. So then he criticized Lord Mukunda Datta for that. So once it so happened that Lord Chaitanya, of course, whenever there is to be kirtan in Srivast Thakur's home, Mukunda Datta would always be there to sing for the pleasure of the Lord. And we have seen that place of Srivast Thakur in Navadvip, in Mayapur, the Srivast Angan. So that is a place where Lord Chaitanya would every night go there and hold his beautiful kirtans. So that time, Mukunda Datta would always be there to sing for the pleasure of the Lord. And the same place, once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, generally Lord Chaitanya appeared himself, showed himself as a devotee of the Lord, behaved he is a devotee of the Lord, because he came as a devotee of the Lord, just to teach us how to become a devotee of the Lord. So, but once in a while, Lord Chaitanya would actually reveal his true identity of being Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna himself. So one day it so happened that Lord Chaitanya wanted to give his mercy to all the devotees. So that is called as Mahaprakash Leela. So it is nicely described in Chaitanya Charita, Chaitanya Bhagavata especially. So Lord Chaitanya decided to give his mercy. So he called all the devotees. The devotees came. Then he said that sing Abhishek prayers. So that means they understood that Lord wants to take Abhishek now. So soon hundreds of devotees, they brought buckets and pots of waters from Ganga. And they started bathing the Lord right in the home of Srinivas Thakur. And he was actually sitting on the throne of Lord Vishnu, where the deity, worshipable deities of Lord Srinivas Thakur, so many Shaligram Shilas used to be worshipped there. Lord Chaitanya took all those Shaligram Shilas and put on his own laps, and he was sitting on the throne of the Lord. So devotees were very happy to see this, because they understood him to be the Supreme Lord. They always wanted to serve him as the Supreme Lord. But Lord Chaitanya would never accept it. As soon as sometime somebody would call him, you are Krishna himself, said Krishna, he would say, Vishnu, Vishnu, don't tell me that I am God. And he would run away from that place. That is the attitude of Lord Chaitanya. But very rarely in such occasions, Lord Chaitanya actually revealed his own true identity as being Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once when Lord Chaitanya wanted to give this message, so he said that, okay, bring me all the bhoga. Then devotees bathed him, and then he took wonderful bhoga, he accepted, and then that was the time when he wanted to give mercy to all the devotees. He called one by one devotees, and he explained how much you suffered for me, how much I owe to you because of your devotional service. And then he would ask for any benedictions. The devotees would ask nothing for themselves, you know, and they would always ask for others. So Lord Chaitanya would fulfill all their desires. So, however, everybody is coming and taking blessings and benedictions from the Lord. However, this Mukunda Datta, he was unable to come near to the Lord. The devotees said, my dear Lord, Mukunda Datta is also here, so why don't you give your mercy to Mukunda Datta? So Lord Chaitanya said, no, I will never give to mercy Mukunda Datta, because he is an offender. He is like a chameleon, you know, chameleon? Chameleon is a kind of a... it changes color every now and then. So he changes his color. When he is with us, he will act like a devotee. But when he goes out, he acts like a Mayavadi. So who is he? He is a chameleon, so I cannot give him mercy to him. So Lord Chaitanya was very angry. So, but is there any hope, my dear Lord? When is he going to accept your mercy? That he said, 10 million births. Only after 10 million births, even I will be willing to see the face of this chameleon, Mukunda Datta. And Mukunda Datta is hearing all what is happening. He is hearing from the Lord. And as soon as he heard 10 million births, he started shouting, Hari Hari, and then he jumped high in the air. 10 million births, only 10 million births, only 10 million births, I am going to get the mercy of the Lord so quickly. And then Lord Chaitanya was wondering, 10 million births, I am telling you, he is so ecstatic. Then devotees said that, why are you so ecstatic? 10 million births, you know, one birth is so difficult. We are living, you know, 60, 70 years. At the most 100 years, the life is so miserable. And not 1 million, 10 million births. 1 million is 10 lakhs, isn't it? 10 million is 1 crore. 1 crore births. And after taking 1 crore births and dying after so many times taking birth, and then the end of the 10 millionth birth, he is going to get the mercy of the Lord. Whereas those devotees who were standing there, they were getting that mercy right and then and there only. And he would have been in a great distress, you know, that what is this, you know, happening, injustice nowadays, anything happens, we say, oh, why it is so, partiality, injustice is happening to me. But here is Mukunda Datta, he could have complained, what is this, my dear Lord, at least give some discount. We ask for discounts, okay, not 10 million, at least 9, whatever, you know, 1 million, 2 million, 9 million birds. What? Why 10 million birds? Give 10% discount, 20% discount. But here he is ecstatic. And because he knew the value of devotional service, that is why he was ecstatic. That only 10 million births, then I'm going to get the mercy of the Lord. So what? I'll wait for it. So this is the enthusiasm of a devotee, that he is going to wait for long period of time. It is actually not long, because it is worth it. Because in front of eternity, what is 10 million births, or one birth, or 100 million births? It is a flash of time only. When you look at the eternity and see the small fraction of time, 10 million births is nothing. Of course, for us, it appears too long, no doubt about it. But when it is compared to the eternity, so we can understand that how insignificant it is. And because he was willing to wait for the mercy of the Lord for 10 million births, Lord Chaitanya understood that he is a fit candidate. So he immediately called him inside, you please come. Mukundatta comes and Lord Chaitanya gives him mercy then and there. So otherwise, he actually offended going to Mayavadis and hearing all of that. That he was waiting for that mercy for 10 million births, and he was enthusiastically waiting for that mercy. And Lord understood that enthusiasm, that he is willing to wait. He's not bargaining with me. He's not asking me any discounts. Or he's not telling that, why you are doing any injustice to me. Whatever Lord Chaitanya said, he accepted it. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya understood that he is the right candidate. So that means we are also trying to render devotional service for 1 year, 10 year, 15 year, 20 years, 2, 3, 4, 5 decades. We are trying to render devotional service. But we see that there is no change of heart or whatever. So, but here is an example of Mukundadatta. What we can learn today from this Mukundadatta is, Hindi mein isliye kahavat hai, sabar ka phal. Those who understand Hindi, they understood it. Sabar ka phal meeta hota hai. Sabar yane waiting for a long period of time. Phal is a fruit. The fruit, when it is thoroughly ripened, it is really sweet. So in order to become it ripened, so it has to stay not on the ground, but right in the tree. Because there is a constant nourishment is going on there, and also the sunlight is directly falling on the fruit. So when there is a, it should be cooked right in the tree. Sometimes we take the fruits and we try to make it more ripened by doing other methods. That's not the right thing. So it should be ripened within the fruit, in the tree itself. The cooking is happening when the sun is shining, because of the heat of the sun, the cooking. When it is cooked nicely, the fruit, then it becomes sweeter. The sabar ka phal meeta hota hai, arthat, when you wait for long period, and the right period of time, and when the fruit falls himself, if it is ripened, the fruit falls himself. That fruit is considered very sweet. So in order to wait for the fruit to fall, it may take some time. But it is worth it, because it becomes ripened, fully ripened. The Bhagavatam is supposed to be ripened Vedic fruit of all the Vedic knowledge. So Mukunda is teaching us by his own example how to be tolerant and how to be waiting for a long period of time. Srila Prabhupada used to tell, just to give us hope, just give one lifetime to Krishna. Just we have done everything, whatever we wanted to do in our billions of births in the past. And now that we have come to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada pleaded us, that just give one birth, one lifetime to Krishna. Just see what will happen. So what is the extent of one birth? 60, 70, 100 years, isn't it? Not more than that. If you are faithful to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya and his missionary activities, so very soon we are going to get that mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is our only hope. So thus we hear that how Mukunda Datta was willing to wait for 10 million births. So similarly, Vasudev Datta, as we understood that he is Madhurata in Krishna Leela. So Vasudev Datta is also known as the incarnation of our Prahlad Maharaj, because he was willing to suffer for others' sake. We cannot suffer for our own mistakes. What to speak of somebody else's mistake, somebody else's problems. But Vasudev Datta, he said that he told Lord Chaitanya, "My dear Lord, I am willing to suffer for everybody's sins. You send them to Bhakti Godhead, I am willing to stay here and I'll suffer for their miseries and everything else." Lord Chaitanya said, "No, you don't have to do that. And because your heart is so compassionate, you are so merciful, because you said they are already delivered, and because you are so broad-hearted, compassionate, so I'll make you suffer here, so you will also come with me to back to Godhead." So therefore, there is no wonder why Vasudeva Datta said that, because he is incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj also had a similar sentiments, because he was willing to stay here and send everybody back to Godhead. So that is the greatness of these great souls. So so Vasudeva Datta initiated Yadunandan Acharya later on, and who became the spiritual master of Raghunath Das Goswami. And it is Raghunath Das Goswami who actually narrated the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. He heard it and then he wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now it is time up. So now let us end at this point in time. So I'd like to thank all the devotees for being here and patiently hearing from the text of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'd like to just tell one verse of Chaitanya Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Kumana Sumanastvam hi yatiyasya padabjayo sumano arpanamatrena tam chaitanyam prabhum bhaje. Wherein it is said that our minds are kumana. Mana is mind. Kumana means bad mind or dirty mind. So dirty mind is supposed to do only one thing. He is supposed to offer a flower. That is sumana. Mana is mind. Sumana is beautiful mind. Or also sumana is a flower. Suman. Kusum sarovar ko suman sarovar bhi bolte hain. Kusum sarovar we have in Vrindavan. So that is also called a suman sarovar. So person with bad mind, or one whose heart is not very pure, he is supposed to offer flowers at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Then what happens? Kumana sumanvastam hi yatiyasya padabjo sumano arpana matrena tam chaitanyam prabhumbhaje. So when we offer a simple flower at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, then we can also become sumana. When we offer sumana, that is flower, then we become from kumana to sumana. That means our heart, which is dirty, will become purified by offering a flower at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is how simple the process of devotional service is all about. Okay, so let us end at this point of time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan ki jaye, Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman ji ki jaye, Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra Bhagavan ki jaye, Tai Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.